I am Leonard Whitby and it's Tuesday, April 29th, and here's your news at 7 a.m. The Bank of Namibia's latest economic outlook projects the domestic economy to grow by 3.8% this year and 4% next year. While global growth is set to slow due to high policy uncertainty, sub-Saharan Africa is expected to see improved economic performance. This is according to Bonds communication practitioner Josephina Oscar.
The domestic economy estimated to expand marginally by 3.8% in 2025. And by 4.0% in 2026. The slight recovery for 2025 will be primarily driven by anticipated improvements in the primary industry, underpinned by robust growth in crop farming and uranium production. The latest projections for 2025 and 2026 reflect a downward revision of 0.2 and 0.5 percentage points from projections published in the December 2024 Economic Outlook Update, reflecting heightened uncertainty emanating from global trade policy shifts.
Transporting live animals is a delicate, complex process involving shippers, freight forwarders, airliners and handlers, according to the International Air Travel Association's public and media relations advisor, Lyndon Burns. Demand has sharply risen, with airlines handling over 200,000 live animal shipments last year, an 11% increase since 2019.
It's with this in mind that the International Air Transport Association, or IATA, launched an online portal that provides all of the information and rules along with a simple harmonized solution to help anyone involved in transporting live animals comply with IATA standards and with the applicable regulations in the countries of origin, transit, and destination. And this will help to make sure that live animal shipments are handled and transported in the most expedient and humane manner, and that they arrive at their destination in good health, whether it's someone's fur baby, day-old chicks, racehorses, or something more exotic.
Windhoek's Magistrates Court yesterday denied bail to former Agriculture Minister Mac Albert Hengari following his arrest on Saturday, reports One Africa TV News on One journalist Josia Shiweda. Hengari is accused of attempting to defeat the course of justice by allegedly offering the victim $222,000 in cash to withdraw a rape case she had filed against him.
Hengari appeared in court alongside another suspect, Germany-based Simon Hanga, who is the victim's brother. Magistrate Monica Anjaba said Hengari was denied bail because the case is serious and there is a concern he may interfere in the ongoing investigations. Anjaba said Hanga is a flight risk. Hengari's case has been remanded to June the 3rd, 2025. Presidential spokesperson Alfredo Hengari said the president will appoint a new agriculture and fisheries minister in due course.
Continentally, at least 26 people lost their lives yesterday when two vehicles triggered an improvised explosive device in northeastern Nigeria's Borno state, a region heavily affected by Islamist insurgency. According to residents, the vehicles traveling between Ran and Gamborungala were struck by the blast. The International Safety Organization, which provides security to foreign NGOs in the area, confirmed the incident in an internal memo reviewed by Reuters. Here's the update on the international story we carried this morning. European Council President Antonio Costa said there is no clear evidence of sabotage or a cyber attack following major outages that hit large parts of Spain, Portugal and France on Monday. The disruption caused widespread chaos, shutting down traffic lights, halting operations at travel hubs and forcing the cancellation of all tennis matches at the Madrid Open. Portugal's electricity operator attributed the outage to a rare atmospheric phenomenon linked to sudden temperature changes. Authorities warned that it could take up to a week for the power network to fully stabilize. Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.